Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday. The blog comes by RSS every day. Because I know many of you can't stand to wait till a whole week to hear from me. And so the blog makes it happen every day. It doesn't get any better than that, does it, folks? I hope you'll check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mark Brock is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of Brock Financial Group, and it's a very interesting company. We're going to even tell us a little bit about it. And Mark is a co-sponsor of the tournament that I'm broadcasting from, the Administaff Small Business Classic, here in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by Houston, Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for welcoming me to Texas. By the way, did you know? I bet you didn't know this. Now, you're a good Texas boy. Did you know that on this day in 1854, the state of Texas ratified its constitution?
I did not know that.
How about that? See, we just have this kind of information around here. These are pieces of information, Mark, you just can't live your life without.
Absolutely.
You got to have this kind of stuff, and I'm always glad I can enrich your day like that. Mark, how'd you play Tuesday?
I played okay. Like we were talking earlier, those greens were pretty quick
Mark and I played in a pro-am. He was in a group ahead of me. You played with Dana Quigley, didn't you?
That's correct.
I played with Jim Thorpe. Are there two better ambassadors in this era for the game of golf than those two guys?
I would say there's not. Those guys are really, really neat guys, and I really enjoyed myself out there. We had a great time, and Dana even gave me a few tippers on the swing. So,
well, Jim helped me too, and of course he did point out that he didn't have quite enough time to really get me fixed. He said that might take a lifetime, but he read every putt. There were four of us playing with him. He read all of our putts, and encouraged us. And what a great ambassador, folks. Next time you watch Dana Quigley and Jim Thorpe play golf on the seniors tour, on the champions tour, with they're acting like real human beings, they're real human beings, aren't they, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mark, tell us a little bit about your company. My audience, I love getting small business owners on my show and hearing about the different business models out there. Tell us how your company is structured and what you guys do.
Okay. Well, I'm actually a small business owner myself. I own a company called Brock Financial Group, and we do a variety of different things, but one of our primary focuses is working with small business owners. And that can be from just helping the company structure themselves properly to making sure their benefits are structured properly, from 401k to health insurance. We also do business consulting on a fee-based arrangement, and that can be anywhere from succession planning to estate planning and those types of services.
So you have CPAs that work for you?
That's correct.
You also do some financial planning, as in like a fee-based financial planner?
Yes, we do. We have a fee-based planning group, and most of the people that work in that group are all my technical people, or CFPs and CPAs.
Right. And now, fee-based means no commission?
Well, there's two sides of that. We do a lot of just fee-based only, meaning we go in, we consult, we advise, we charge a fee. There can be a second side of that. If there's implementation of recommendations, we do that too. There are groups out there that are fee-based only, refer that other business out. We do both sides of it.
Right. Well, there actually are three models. There's fee-based, fee-only, then there's fee-based, and then there's a kind of, like you, the kind of the hybrid, and And my audience is familiar with that a little bit. We have had some other financial planners on the show before, but your company is interesting because you actually have a more comprehensive approach to your clients, don't you?
That's correct.
And in terms of not just the financial strategy, but the organizational strategy, right? And they're including their succession planning, even if they're not ready to retire, and they don't even know when they're going to retire.
Absolutely. You know, one of the number one things that we run into is a lot of times when we find a very successful business owner, he might have been in business for 20 years or more, but he's done very, very little in actually planning or structuring his business to be sold or even transferring that to a child or another relative. So it makes it a little bit more difficult when you kind of come in, after the fact. So, you know, my point is it's never too early to start planning.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We've got to sell some stuff. When we come back, I want to pick right back up on that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Mark Brock. He's the president and the founder of Brock Financial Group in Texas. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Mr. Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen, on the Blues Buffalo.
And I'll have to stay strong.
That's him on the guitar, too.
Right or wrong.
If you like blues,
little blues, huh?
If you like blues, it doesn't get any better than Robert Cray, Mark. You like blues?
I like all music. I don't have a particular favorite.
We'll work that out. You keep listening to my show. You'll like blues.
Okay.
Robert Cray, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great artist. And Mark Brock is a pretty good artist, too, especially when it comes to working with small businesses. And Mark, give us your website, please.
It's brockfinancialgroup.com.
Your office is based in the just outside of Houston?
I live outside of Houston, but our offices are in Houston.
In Houston, okay. What if somebody called you from Schenectady? Could you work with them?
They have to be.
By the way, it's not in Texas, folks.
Well, yeah, anybody in the continental United States we can work with.
Yeah. Do you do that? Do you do some virtual work?
Yes, we do. We have clients that are out of state.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Okay, we were talking about you were making a point as we went to the break. Do you remember your point?
About making sure to get small business owners to start planning early.
There you go. You say that even if you're a young company and you don't have any plans to divest for maybe 20 years, who knows, maybe more, you should still think about it. Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, it's like anything. The earlier you start, you know, the more leverage you have in planning your business, whether you're going to plan on selling that or transferring that to a child or a relative or even selling that to businesses. There's got to be a strategy. And I find a lot of times when we're working with business owners, you know, the business is so wrapped up in that one person. I mean, they've either got a skill or their name or things like that. And sometimes when they're getting to the end of their career and wanting to sell that business, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than they think. So if they've done some things as far as setting dollars aside to save for that future sale, then those things help out a lot.
Well, and I know that's one of the things you guys do, and that's great. That's excellent advice. And my audience has heard that advice before, but it's so hard, isn't it, Mark, when it's hard to be, you know, putting every fiber of your being into growing the business to contemplate getting out of it.
Absolutely. That's a difficult thing to think about, but unfortunately, the sooner we start thinking about it, like I said, the better people are off when they are able to get to that point to make that decision. So if you're coming in, you know, I want to sell my business in 5 years, and you haven't done any planning prior to that, it just makes it a more difficult situation.
Well, but if we can find a company like yours, and there are a number, as I know you'll tell the audience, there are a number of companies out there across the country that are like yours.
Oh, absolutely. Right? There's a lot of good ones all across America.
Well, the point here is, folks, if you can't get your head around how to get your company, you know, get divested of your company, an exit strategy, if you can't get your head around that, but you do agree with Mark that it needs to be done, outsource that. Let somebody like Mark's company come in and work on that for you, and then just give you a report back and say, okay, here are some of the things that you ought to be doing, and that way you're not having to become invested in the process. All you're doing is contemplating the things that need to be adjusted, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And kind of a point on that, I'm a small business owner, and I outsource, some of my things to admin staff as far as my benefits, my payroll, my workman's comp, those things.
Wait a minute. You're a financial company? These are the things that you do, and yet you let somebody else handle some of your financial stuff?
Absolutely. We specialize
in... A man's got to know his limitations, don't
That's right. Well, I got tired of being the human resource person, so I decided I would let someone that was a little bit better qualified to do that. So,
I think outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Outsourcing gets a bad name because it's tied directly to globalization, which a lot of people don't like globalization. I think globalization is going to be going, whether it's a good thing or not a good thing, it's here. It's like the tides. You're not going to stop it. So you might as well learn how to live with it and make the most of it. But outsourcing, to me, is obviously outsourcing in its basic definition is letting somebody else do a non-core competency.
Absolutely.
That's what you've done with admin staff. That's what companies do with you, isn't it?
That's correct.
Customers.
That's correct. You know, I think there's so many small business owners out there. They're so focused on what they do as a business owner, but they a lot of times get sidetracked with legal issues and accounting issues and human resource issues. And a lot of times that'll make sense to take a look at a service that can provide some of those things and really take that off their plate and let them focus on what they do, and that's running their business.
A little statement that I ask small business owners to ask themselves, to say to themselves, is this short little statement. Must this task be done in-house? And if the answer, and have a meeting, get your people around the table, and write that on the board. Must this task be done in-house? Then list all the things that the company does and put a star by the things that truly don't have to be done in-house. Find somebody else who can help you with that.
That's right.
And it might even wind up being financial planning, right?
Absolutely. And one other comment I'll make on that is...
Hold on to that thought, Mark.
Okay.
I'll let you comment on that right after these messages. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. It's 10-10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're interviewing our new friend, Mark Brock, a great golfer, by the way, folks, president and CEO of Brock Financial Group. And I've been broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, actually north of Houston, in the Woodlands, at the Admin Staff Small Business Busing. Back at 7-10, I'm Jim Lessingham, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, at the Administrative Small Business Classic. It's the Champions Tour, ladies and gentlemen, and boy, howdy, have we had some fun this week. It's not over, folks. We got a lot more going on, and I did play golf on Tuesday. Nobody got hurt. That's my goal in golf, and you know what, folks? I might even play today. I'll give you a report on that tomorrow, and by the way, I understand that the king is on the property, Arnold Palmer. What a great human being, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but we might have a special surprise tomorrow. Cross your fingers. I'm hoping we can have a little surprise tomorrow. Mark Brock is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a great visit with him. He's the president and CEO of Brock Financial Group out of Houston, Texas. And, Mark, you were going to make one more point, I think, when we took the break.
Well, it kind of ties into the topic we were talking about focus of a small business owner needs to focus on what they do and kind of outsource some of those other things. And I think a lot of times that a small business owner might have an accountant, they have a lawyer, they have other financial people that are advising them, but they're all kind of on a different page. And I think it's really critically important that they get a good financial planner that can kind of coordinate all those efforts. And a lot of times we're not replacing what they've already done or even trying to replace. We're just making sure that everybody's kind of focused on the same page and heading toward the same goals.
Right. By the way, before we go any further, give us your website again, please.
It's BrockFinancialGroup.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
It's just an informational website. It's got some articles on different types of planning and strategies. It's got some links to some different informational sites, investment sites, things like that.
If I just wanted to go there and get smarter, and maybe I wanted to, maybe I'd call you later, maybe I wouldn't. But if I just wanted to go there and get smarter about have the maximum opportunity to be successful in my business. Could I do that at your website?
Yeah, it's got some general information. It's not going to be real in-depth. It's got some things
It's not a website that's all about you, right, Marcus?
No, it's not. That's right. It's got just general information on business planning and different things like that.
That's what we're talking about. All right, folks, I hope you'll check that out. Give us the website again, Mark.
BrockFinancialGroup.com.
BrockFinancialGroup.com. Okay, how often when you go to a company, you're working with them on their business planning, how often do you go there and you see that if they could just do what I said, ask themselves, must this be done in-house? How often do you see that where they're not taking advantage of other opportunities?
I would tell you just about every time. There's always something that they're probably doing that they shouldn't be doing. And I think probably the number one thing I see is trying to be that human resource person. And the smaller the company, the more difficult that is.
I don't know if you agree with me, but the two things I say all the time that the two things that small business owners are not good at and that we need to get better at is marketing and human resources.
I would say that would be correct.
Yeah. And the human resources thing, that's the thing that we need to do, that we need to be the best at, but we're not good at it, and it just frustrates us, doesn't it, when we have to try to hire the right people and manage the people and deal with all the paperwork and all that?
Yeah, it is difficult, and in today's environment, it's such a competitive, at least here in the Houston area, it's a fairly competitive work market, so there's a lot of opportunity for employees out there, so you've got to be able to offer good benefits and good opportunity, or you're not going to keep your employees long.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got 1 minute, Mark.
Okay.
Your last thoughts.
Well, again, I think the main thing for any small business is to seek, professional help, making sure that the people you're working with are qualified. But start as early as you can. It's never too early to start, and I think a lot of things that you can do in the beginning that don't necessarily cost a lot of money can make a big impact on your business down the road.
Well, and that's the same advice, even if you're not going to retire, but maybe you're going to roll up and maybe cash out to somebody else or even go public.
Absolutely.
Same advice, huh?
Yes, I think that's important. You've got to have some kind of a strategic plan to follow if you're going to plan on selling your business and maximizing what you can sell that business for.
Right. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time.
It's BrockFinancialGroup.com.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being here. And
thanks, Jim.
Friday,
I appreciate
right?
it.
Excuse Come me? By see me on Friday.
I'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Mark Brock, ladies and gentlemen, BrockFinancialGroup.com. Got to go for this hour. When I come back, it's Randy McCollum and Richard Roston, a couple of the top executives at Administaff. We're going to talk about what they do. I'm Jim Blassingame from Houston, Texas. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.